Later today, Greg Bialecki, the state secretary for housing and economic development, will unveil a new state plan for economic growth in Massachusetts in coming years. It'll be the first time the state is required to submit such a plan, now required by law. We spoke with Secretary Bialecki this morning and asked him how this plan differs from what state government generally does to shape its economic future.
I think the number one thing is we're really trying to involve the business community in a partnership with the state. So the plan that we're unveiling today not only has suggestions and ideas of how we in state government can do a better job at job creation, but also how we can involve the business community and, frankly, local governments and academic institutions as well.
Well, let's talk about some of the recommendations, if we can, and let's start right where you leave off. Talk about job creation. How will this plan push job creation in Massachusetts, and in what industries?
So we know that in job creation, there's no easy answers for Massachusetts or for the country as a whole. If there were, we would have done those things by now, and we'd be in a lot better shape than we are. So there's a lot of basic blocking and tackling that we need to do. We start with education and workforce development. There are a lot of people looking for work, but there's also a lot of job vacancies around. And the number one reason those vacancies aren't getting filled right now is that we don't have the workforce that's trained in the right way to do those jobs. So we're trying to do a better job with both our educational institutions like our community colleges, but also our workforce training programs to get everybody working together to make sure that we're identifying which kind of jobs are going unfilled and how do we make sure that we have the programs to teach people the things they need to fill those jobs.
Boston Herald reports that the plan will focus on 3 to 5 cutting-edge industries where jobs can and should be created. Give us an example, if you could.
Well, we have a great technology sector in Massachusetts, but even within that broad sector, there are several areas where we are really doing amazing things that are best in the world. So, for example, in the area of robotics, we have a great company called iRobot, probably the biggest robotics company in the world, grew up here, a lot of little ones coming up behind it. In the area of electronic medical records, Our local companies here have been doing electronic medical records and working with healthcare providers for longer than anybody else in the country. Those are areas where we have a special expertise, and there's also areas where there's a lot of signs that these are industries that are just going to continue to grow over the next decade.
I want to ask about housing. The plan addresses the housing problem in Massachusetts, as I understand it, in kind of a unique way. We know that housing prices have been coming down in the real estate crisis, but the plan calls for the development of more apartments to drive down Bay State rents, I assume to make it more affordable to live here.
Yes. So housing prices have fallen in Massachusetts and the rest of the country, but apartment prices fell a little bit during the recession, but have really already started to spike back up in Massachusetts. And it means that we were relatively an expensive place for young people and young families to live, and relatively we become even more so. So it may seem ironic to some folks that we're talking worried about the price of housing, given where the single-family home market has gone. But on the rental side, I'm sure any of your listeners who have tried to find an apartment recently know very well how hard it is and the challenge of affordability.
Critics say the plan has lots of goals, but is light on specifics as to how the state is going to actually achieve these things that I'm assuming lots of people would want to happen. So respond to that, if you would.
Well, first of all, this is a very detailed plan. It works down to the level of identifying not only the specific steps that need to be taken, but who is going to take responsibility for doing that. But more importantly, what we've agreed is that this is a plan that we will develop some benchmarks for ourselves, and the group that formed the plan will come together annually. And we'll invite people to be the judge. We'll post those results very publicly, and we will be accountable to the public for and show people how it comes out.
State Secretary of Housing and Economic Development Greg Bialecki, thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition.
Thanks, Bob. Take care.